The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mr. Critchlow.
Wendy Duck. Call me Tom.
City Estates Department said we might get one on a first-come, first-served basis. So if we hurry up, we'll be there by 8:30. And remember, sit. Flutter your eyelids at Market Inspector.
Like this?
Oh, you'll knock them dead, kid.
You two will have me shot. Now, listen. Here's the price list. Do your best. Any haggling? You're not knock more than a tenner off, right?
Right.
And, did we say 200 up front?
Shucks. And I thought we'd got away with that. Sybil, pay the man.
Hey, that's what I like to see. Shiny, crisp notes. All real, I owe. Tell very much. Now then.
And did we say receipt?
Well, I've just got to go and...
Listen, Sybil, you load the car from now on.
Why? What's up?
Because if he pinches my bum once more, I'll bop him when I mean it.
Nev, all this waiting. Why did they do this?
Psychological foreplay, Cheryl. Keeping us on his toes.
I'm smoking myself to death. Nev?
No. No, wouldn't look good.
True. Hey up, who's this?
Neville Binns. Good morning, I'm Amanda Bailey, duty solicitor.
Morning. Does that mean they're ready to start?
Not yet. The previous defendant was late. Young man alleged to have been on a joyriding spree.
Yeah, we get that on Lomore.
Yes, you live on Lomore Estate at the moment.
At the moment? Looks like we're stuck there.
It's not too bad in our part.
And let me see, a teacher, you're unmarried, you have one child, a toddler, and you've had the misfortune to lose a second child recently.
How do you know all that?
Did you have to mention that? We haven't got over it yet, as you might imagine. Who are you, and how do you know all this?
As I say, I'm duty solicitor. I'm here to offer advice. I take it you're Neville's...
girlfriend. So what?
And you'll be in court to lend support. Good. As for me, it's your right, Neville, and I suggest you exercise it.
All right. Tell me more.
We'll do a deal. Allow me to find out a bit more about you, and I'll do whatever I possibly can to help.
Can you really help?
No promises.
Go on.
I mention that, you see, because I do appreciate how difficult it is to get over. My sister, she died at birth, too. Now, if you were to tell the court that you turned to drugs only recently and only since the death of your...
No.
Shh, Nev, you're out.
It may help, Neville.
Look, Charlotte was only with us for 5 minutes. I refuse to blacken her name in court as an excuse for my stupidity.
Neville, I see your point, of course, but I dare say there's some truth behind my assumption that you acquired pot with the intention of... say, alleviating your troubles. Anyway, bear it in mind. Fine. Clearly, I needn't ask if you understand the charge.
I understand the charge. But I'm not going to blame Charlotte. I prefer to think positively. I'll tell the court I'm going to share my experiences with people like that kid in there who need help. And I mean really need help.
Fine. But in the meantime, how will you plead to the court? Are you innocent or guilty?
Five.
Oh, this is the life women have working on us. Arsing around playing Monopoly. Four.
Oh, dear, Peter. Mayfair with a hotel. I think you owe me 2,000 quid.
Oh, you jammy little...
Serves you right for being sexist.
I knew I shouldn't have had the ship. I told you that ship would be unlucky. Should have had the boot.
I think I'm going to get the boot. Yeah? Your boss keeps making snide remarks about company I keep.
What's he got to do with him?
Not sure being a mechanic's my cup of tea now. Rang in sick today. Sometimes I feel like jacking it in. A friend of mine left school, worked for Coalboard for a year, suddenly jacked it in and went college doing electronics. Wish I could do something like that.
So what's stopping you?
Dirty great mortgage, that's what's stopping me.
Well, you will be a yuppie and buy a hotel in Mayfair.
Cost you £2,000 though, won't it?
You're not getting it.
I'll take you to court.
Take me to court, you won't get a penny.
Ah, Cheryl's boyfriend's up in court today. Got caught with dope in his pocket.
Here, give him this.
Get out of jail free.
Listen, mate, if you really want it that bad, sell up and go college. You're gay, aren't you?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, I'm not, and look what happened to me. You can catch AIDS easy.
Rubbish.
I'd say you've got to be careful then. Life's for living, mate. Go and live it before it's too late, because I'll tell you something. It might be too late for me.
How are you?
Don't ask.
No, come on. Since you say I'm at risk.
I'm all right. I don't feel any different physically. It's me head. Inside here, it's like rush hour. I can't sleep. I feel depressed.
Hello? Mr. Who? Oh, Peter. Yeah, it's for you.
Hello? Frank? Why?
When?
Liverpool? Oh, I signed myself off, Frank. I needed some time. Okay. Yes. Yes, of course.
What's up?
I've been called back to ship. It was in Southampton, now it's gone to Liverpool for maintenance. Leaves a week tomorrow. Damn! I don't believe
Pete,
it.
Pete, calm down. You've got a week. Try not to get worked up about it. Come on, it's my go.
Oh, sod Monopoly. Wait here. I'm going out to get some vodka.
Bye, Mr. Crutchlow.
Good riddance, you mean? If he thinks just because his flood does some crack pots and pans, he can have his wicked way with me, well, he's got another thing coming.
He did help swing it, though, Wendy, with that market inspector.
Quasimodo look-alike. When I tried to use my sex charms, I thought we were going to get the ump.
Anyway, we're here now, so we'd best set up.
Don't look much, does it? Compared to some of other stalls. Fancy tarpaulin covers and big transit vans. All we've got, back of a mini metro and a pasting table.
Oh, looks like it's going to pour down again and all.
Oh, God, that's all I need. Torrential rain and a randy pop bank manager. What a combination. I thought this store were going to be the answer to all my problems.
Wendy, smile quick. I think we've got a customer.
Now he could be the answer. What a dish. Excuse me, sir.
What's up, Doug?
Can I interest you in a real bone china tea set?
You might be able to.
Lovely Christmas present for your wife. Or are you married?
No.
Well, in that case, I offer a free gift with any purchase. Me.
Guilty.
Mr. Binns, you've pleaded guilty to the charge of possession of cannabis. Now, since the amount actually found was only small, and by virtue of the fact you have pleaded guilty to this, your first criminal offence, I am prepared to apply a degree of leniency to your sentence. With your current financial status borne in mind, I am hereby ordering you to pay a fine of £100.
100 quid?
You will also pay costs amounting to £30.
Oh, it's going up. How much more are you going bang on?
I think that lady ought to be removed from this court.
Do you know what it's like, eh? Living on Lomore, it's squalor. It's not even fit for pigs. No wonder people smoke funny fags living round there. Why can't we just be left alone?
Gerald, leave it.
We've just lost a baby and all, you know. Tell them, Nev. Tell them what we've been going through.
Mr. Binns, I must advise you that if that lady cannot control herself, you may be held in contempt of court.
Take your hands off me. Who do you think you're groping like that? I can bloody move on my own.
I do apologise for the outburst, sir, and regarding the fine, I intend to pay my dues.
You may go, Mr. Binns.
Cheap and cheerful. Cheap and bloody miserable. Tell me, sir, but why does it always have to rain?
Don't let it dampen your spirits, Wendy. We've sold loads of stuff. It's been really enjoyable.
You speak for yourself. Look at us. Tucked at skin sitting under a pasting table. How much have we made?
Nearly 220.
Oh, on second thoughts, I have enjoyed it. Amazing, isn't it? That people spend money on crack cups and saucers just because it's Christmas.
Here, why don't we buy two umbrellas off that stall over there?
You what? I'm all for looking after your own, but I'm not spending hard-earned money on that cheap trash. Well, Sip, we've done a good day's graft. We've used our charm, and whatever we make now is profit.
We can invest it in more pottery from Mr. Crutchlow.
This time next year, eh, Sip?
We'll be millionaires.
Tell you what, at this rate, looks like it's going to be one hell of a Christmas.
Oh, don't mention it.
Why not? Aren't you in spirit?
Not really. I've promised to spend all my time with Peter because he's poorly.
What's wrong with that? Oh, is it because Hunky Stewart, the Mel Gibson lookalike, is coming over from Australia?
No, because he's so flipping miserable. Don't get me wrong, Wendy, I'm not heartless. I do feel sorry for Pete, but I don't know whether I should burden myself. After all, we haven't known each other all that long.
Exactly. I feel sorry for him and all. But if you ask me, Sib, you ought to get rid of him before he gets too attached and you're stuck with him.
Poor Pete.
Seymour, I know she's a bit thick, but I love her. Oh, I needed a crutch, someone to lean on. Sib came along and now I can't cope without her. I'm in love with that girl.
I don't think you should have any more of that, Pete. You're nearly merry.
It's nearly Christmas, isn't it? So I'm nearly merry. Call it Dutch courage if you want, because when I break the news to Sib, she'll be upset.
Let's clear this game up. You're throwing pieces everywhere.
I was bored.
Money, money, money! Must be funny! In a rich girl's world!
Hey, oh, here come the workers. Purse is bulging by the sound of it.
All the things we can do. Now we've got a lot of money. In a rich girl's world.
We've had a wonderful day, Pete.
Oh, it's a doddle. With Sib's fluttery eyelids and my sensuously husky tones. They couldn't resist us. They were like flies round a cow's bum.
At least you've not been lonely then, Pete.
Hey, they've had a whale of a time by the look of this. I thought the party were next week.
Oh, have you been drinking, Pete?
Drowning me sorrows, actually. Sib, I've got to go back to ship.
Go back? When?
Week tomorrow.
This could be a chance, Sib.
Well, I don't think I've got the energy. I just don't think I can make it.
Oh, you'll be all right when time comes, Duck.
Wendy, leave him.
Oh, I don't blame you, York. Don't even blame the girl.
That's very magnanimous of you, Pete.
I blame myself completely. Jesus, what a pillock. Oh, what an absolute pillock. Half an hour of pleasure for a lifetime of pain. Oh, can't you see? Can't you appreciate how absurd it is? A condom. A plastic bag would have probably saved me life. That's how absurd it is.
Pete, dunno.
There I was, so randy after months on ship, but nothing more to look at than page 3. And there she was. She was nice. She was gorgeous. How was I to know she was carrying? Oh, beauty really is skin deep. Oh, I'm a prize pillock.
Oh, come on, Pete.
You're not a pillock.
You're just unlucky.
Unlucky? Hey, wait, I know the chances of catching AIDS are pretty slim. Despite what they say, but to call me unlucky is a damn sight more offensive than a kick up the backside. Call me stupid, call me a pillock. But please, please don't call me unlucky. God, I'm depressed.
Does that mean you're not coming to the party?
Wendy.
Sorry?
Well, we don't want pillocks at our party. Prize or not?
Oh, you try and stop me.
Great. Hey, Pete, why don't we turn it into a farewell party for you?
All right, yeah. If I'm HIV positive, why shouldn't I be positive about the party?
Brilliant.
Right, we're on then. Come on, Sib, let's count the money. How much have you saved me?
If I'm going to wither away, I'm going to wither away in style.
How'd you feel, Nev?
I'd feel a lot better if you hadn't shown me up in front of all that lot.
Sorry, Duck. I just couldn't control myself. Something got hold of me.
I would have got hold of you if I could reach.
130 quid. Can we afford it?
Just.
Do you think I should ask Mum and Dad? Because they'd help us
no,
out if...
No, we agreed they're not to know. Now, that woman, Mrs. Bailey, I asked her to see that this don't reach papers. Well, if it does, I'm for the push. If we manage to keep this quiet, I might just... cling onto that job with me fingernails.
Oh, I hope so, Nev. I hope so. Well, some Christmas it's going to be in our house. Little Nev, poor kid. Doesn't look like Santa will be fetching him anything.
Today's episode of The Cold Cloths was written by Mark Bickerton. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
The Cold Cloths return with another episode tomorrow.